This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, last weekend, Jeff Maggart picked up his second major championship of the year on the Champions Tour, this time a USGA championship, winning the U.S. Senior Open. It's a pleasure to welcome Jeff Maggart to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Jeff.
How you doing?
I'm great. Congratulations. How satisfying is it to win a national championship, a U.S. Open?
Oh, it feels great. You know, I played my first U.S. junior, I think, when I was 17 years old. So between that and a few U.S. amateurs and a lot of U.S. opens and now a couple senior opens under my belt, it's nice to finally win one.
Couple of rounds of 65 in the tournament, that had to feel pretty good.
Oh, yes. I had a good week. I started off a little unsteady ball striking wise, but as the week went on, I got a little better. Drove the ball just fantastic on the weekend, and you know, obviously U.S. Open setups, it's fairways and greens is always a good thing to have in your bag. So just a good week all around, and putter was good, so just fantastic. Feels good to win.
You know, you talked about not playing all that well at the beginning, but I assume that a senior open is just like a U.S. open, and patience is a big virtue.
Yeah, the golf course was a great classic U.S. open style golf course. So, you know, just patience, like I said earlier, fairways and greens, and just kind of keeping your emotions in check and realizing that that a lot of pars is good, and just accept the bogeys when you get them.
You know, you mentioned the golf course, and I have to admit, and I think I know my golf courses, Jeff, but I had not heard that much about Del Paso before last week. It looked like a great golf course.
It was a great course, and same for me. I haven't heard much about it except one of our Champions players is that's his home course, Kevin Sutherland. Mm-hmm. So he was the only info that I had about the course, he and his caddy. So even Kevin was kind of looking forward to the U.S. Open setup, I think, being his home course. And I think Kevin had a pretty good week, actually. So, but it was, you know, just long rough, 4 or 5 inch rough and hard, firm greens. It was just a fantastic setup.
I assumed Kevin was the most popular man on campus then, everybody trying to get information out of him.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, he was a hometown favorite for sure. He had a nice following of the local membership and local people in town, so it was good to see him get out and play pretty well.
You know, when Gary Player has been on this program, he talks a lot about being so very proud of the senior major championships that he has in his career because he actually thinks they were harder to get than the major championships he won on the regular tour. Do you think a senior major championship is a little tougher to get?
Well, they're certainly just as challenging. I wouldn't say by any means they would be easier to win, so I would have to agree with Gary. You have to play your best golf, and you know, the guys on this Champions Tour, they play so well. They may have lost a little distance on their tee shots, but their ball striking and short game and the way they play everywhere else is just as good as they played 25 years ago. So, you know, you got to come out and play really well. And when you're on a tough golf course that the senior majors are on, you do have to really suck it up and play your best golf.
We're talking with Jeff Maggart, winner at last week's U.S. Senior Open. Were you always pointing toward the Champions Tour, Jeff? Was it something you were looking forward to?
Well, you know, in my late 40s, I was still really working hard, trying to compete on the regular tour, and also a lot of frustration just because it is a lot harder to play the regular tour in your late 40s than it is in your 20s and 30s. So once I turned 50, I was looking forward to playing the Champions Tour and really seeing a lot of the guys that I hadn't seen in 5 or 10 years because they had already moved on to the Champions Tour.
How has technology affected you, Jeff? Are you as good a player in your early 50s as you were in your early 30s?
Well, I think technology with golf balls and drivers is certainly a huge advantage. My driving distance is still probably 15 to 20 yards longer now than it was when I was a rookie on the tour playing persimmon drivers and round golf balls. So definitely distance off the tee, and you really see it in the younger players on the regular tour. It's just amazing. Not just a few guys, but all of them 300-yard-plus drives like it's no big deal.
The thing that fascinates me, and I'm curious to get your reaction to this, I can't relate to the 300-plus-yard drives, but I really can't relate.
Neither can I.
But I really can't relate to a guy pulling an 8-iron at 185 yards or something.
Yeah, you know, again, it's the ball technology, and the golf balls are so much livelier, and they launch off the club face at higher angles, so most of the tour irons now have a lot less loft than they did, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago. So you've got kind of two factors. You're playing an 8-iron with maybe 2 degrees less loft than you used to, and you got a livelier ball. So the combination of the two, you know, it is. You're hitting 8-irons like you used to hit 6 and 7-irons.
You are one of the youngsters out there. Do you feel the pressure to take advantage of this while you're young?
Well, I think the players coming off the regular tour that have played a full schedule all the way up until they turn 50 have a little bit of an advantage on the Champions Tour, and certainly, you know, probably those first, you know, 5 to 8 years on the Champions Tour is the time to really get out there and bust it and play well, because unfortunately we all age, and you know, I think once you kind of hit that 60 number and beyond, it becomes a lot more difficult. I mean, but there's guys like Tom Watson and Hale Irwin that are kind of disproving that fact. They come out and play very, very good golf week in and week out.
Yeah, how impressive are those two?
Well, Watson's amazing. I mean, I was a little nervous playing with Tom on Saturday just because he was kind of my idol growing up in high school, and had the fortune of playing with him in a few regular tour tournaments years ago. But anytime you get to play with him, at least for me, I have a little bit of extra nerves. But his game's incredible. I mean, he you know, like I said, he might have lost a little yardage off the tee, but his ball striking is just still fantastic. Good short game. Struggles with his putter every now and then, but other than that, he's got a great game.
You are you're now second in Charles Schwab Cup points. Is that now something you pay attention to? Do you want to get yourself in a great position for the Cup?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a goal for this year. I'd like to have a really good run over at the Senior British Open here in a couple weeks, and then definitely as the year folds out, having a chance at the Schwab Cup. And Charles Schwab's been a great sponsor of the Champions Tour for a number of years, and they just extended for an unheard of a 20-year extension to sponsor our tour. So it would be a good honor to win that this year.
One of the perks, and I use that word carefully, that comes with this Senior Open Championship is that you get the pleasure of playing at Oakmont next year.
Yeah, one of the toughest U.S. Open courses in history. That's going to be a tough one for me. I was joking that maybe they should put a set of seniors tees out there for me and give me a little bit of advantage, but I'm looking forward to going back. I had a pretty decent U.S. Open there back in the 90s. I think I had a top 10, and I know they've made a number of changes to the course since then, so I'm excited to get back there and see what they've done to it.
Yeah, I don't know they've made enough changes to the course, Jeff.
Well, I heard they eliminated like 7,000 trees.
Yeah.
So visually, I'm sure the course is going to look a lot different.
He is Jeff Maggard. He is the champion, the U.S. Open champion, the U.S. Senior Open champion, winning last week at Del Paso. Congratulations on that, Jeff. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
No problem.